The state is now reporting that 1,976 nursing home residents have died of COVID-19. That's almost 34% of Michigan's total COVID deaths. Families and advocates are scared, they're angry, and they want changes. The health department also announced this week new rules and policies around how nursing homes protect residents and staff. For more on that, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's Will Callen. Hi, Will.
Hey, Doug.
Let's start with those new rules for nursing homes. What are they?
So for the first time, there are testing requirements for nursing homes in Michigan. All staff and residents need to be tested at least once. And at homes in higher risk areas, which are the majority, there needs to be weekly testing of staff. And at homes that have active cases right now, there needs to be weekly testing for staff and residents. Facilities need to submit a plan to the health department on this testing by June 22nd. It was also announced on Monday that the state may now penalize facilities that don't report things like COVID cases and deaths and staff shortages. The fine would be $1,000 a day.
Well, the state has a regional hub policy for dealing with nursing home residents who have COVID-19. How has that worked, and how is it changing in light of the number of deaths?
The regional hub policy designates nursing homes that have one or two wings dedicated to recovering COVID patients, but that in their other wings also take care of patients without COVID. And it states that if a nursing home can't control infection and safely care for COVID patients, it can send them to one of those special facilities. There have been some modest changes to the policy. As of about a month ago, facilities have more flexibility in deciding where to transfer COVID patients that they can't safely take care of. They could send them to a swing bed in a hospital or one of the field hospitals, though those haven't gotten much use.
But to be clear, even these regional hubs are not exclusively for COVID patients right now.
Yeah, that's correct.
So state legislators are looking at this issue, and there was a Senate committee hearing yesterday. What changes did they discuss?
Yeah, so for a little background, there are both Republicans and Democrats who want to see something different. There's a group of Democrats led by Representative Leslie Love. They're working on some legislation. But yes, yesterday, Republican Senator Peter Lucido, he had introduced a bill that would set up entirely separate facilities for these patients to recover. That would replace the regional hub policy. And it went to the committee yesterday. During that hearing, Senator Winnie Brinks, who is a Democrat, raised some doubt about the bill.
It seems to me that we're all on the same page in terms of trying to address this and to find a better way and to work together toward that end. It just seems like this proposal is a good start of a conversation, but it's certainly got a lot of room for improvement.
The goal of any of these proposals is, or at least should be, to reduce deaths and suffering in these facilities, but What Brinks is getting at is that without specific recommendations, the proposals won't be very useful. This is going to be a major change, and it's going to be complicated and really expensive. So there's also a Republican resolution that passed the House yesterday that attacks Whitmer's handling of the situation, but it doesn't offer recommendations.
Is a proposal like Senator Lucido's realistic, where there's the construction of these completely separate facilities just for COVID patients?
So it's complicated. You know, putting nursing home residents with and without COVID in the same facility, which is what's happening now under the regional hub policy, that is risky, but so is transferring those folks from place to place. That's also happening right now, but under Lucido's bill, it might happen more frequently. A lot of this population is frail, a lot have dementia, so moving from nursing home to hospital to regional hub, it's physically demanding and it can be really confusing. Allison Herschel is the managing attorney with the Michigan Elder Justice Initiative, and she's really a leading senior advocate in the state.
They lose their caregivers, their roommate, everything that's familiar to them in their facility, and all of a sudden they're in a different home. So while we are always concerned about containing the spread of the virus, we're also concerned about the harm that happens to people when they're forced to go someplace else.
So we have that big dilemma to deal with. And another glaring question is how we're going to pull it off. Yesterday, Democratic committee members wanted to know, where are we going to find the time and money to build these new facilities?
Okay, that's Michigan Radio's Will Callen looking at the COVID-19 crisis in nursing homes here in the state. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doug.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.